go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
I had a phenomenal weekend. Now, this past weekend was fire. I'm not going to even lie. I did a lot. I did a lot for a 41-year-old. That's old, bro, to be doing that much. And I still got back into the crib. Like, I think I got back into the crib like around 10 something. Past my bedtime, but whatever. That's good. And I did a lot. Shout out to my niece. Shout out to my niece who's going off to college. I'm happy. And she called me. She called me by BTG, though. She didn't say Uncle Baylor or anything like that. She was like, BTG. Now I'm cool. Like, if my niece know my podcast, like, alternate universe nickname, I got to be one of the coolest cats on the block. That's fire. It's a beautiful thing, man. But, hey. Me and the wife stepped out a little bit. You know what I mean? Hey, yo, wait, before I get... Shout out to King Germ. Shout out to Queen Germ. Biden Saved Our Marriage is like... That's one of my top five shows right there. Like, entertaining. That's not just podcasting. That's TV shows, YouTube clips, etc. They top five. Segments, phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? The banter, the going back and forth, the jokes is hilarious. And you learn some stuff. Top 10s, you know what I'm saying? You get a lot of information off of that show. And you're going to get, it's entertaining, dog. Check it out. Check it out, please. But I was on the latest episode, and everybody don't really get to go on there like that. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, 12 Cal, about 50 episodes ago, and then myself, like, that's a different type of bag you got to send. You know how certain artists don't do interviews? And then when they do an interview, like an exclusive one with somebody, you be like, damn, how they get the interview? Don't, hey, stop. Chill out. When your time is right, then it'll happen. But until then, you gotta let the big dogs, like, we in different podcast rooms. I'm just playing, man. Dope episode, though, man. We dropped our episodes back to back, I think. You know what I'm saying? So, and it all made sense. It all lined up like how it's supposed to go. King Germ, man. Shout out to King Germ. Anyhow, like I said, we was outside Saturday and went to a day party. Britt was out here. Britt is listening to this episode. She's cheesing right now because she's waiting for me to drop this diss track so she can respond. Me and her going through some K-Dot versus Drake type stuff right now. We going through that type of beef right now. She, you know what I'm saying? She took a visit. She came home. You know what I'm saying? And came to the crib and we got outside and we touched that water. Yeah. Yeah, that's a different type of family package you got to have. Lighter Cast is not coming over there just chilling. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get the gaming experience. You might not get the water experience. You know? But I want to say shout out to Agent Dame, because he definitely introduced me to a next level type of vibe. We get an invite. We didn't even think we was going to be able to attend. But we did, because Bailey was sick of our shit. And Bailey was like, y'all need to get outside without me. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go over here, chill for a couple of hours. Matter of fact, y'all take the night off. And I was like, word? Anytime the kids say take the night off, what you think I got planned? Anyhow, let's get back to the beginning of the day before I get to the end of the day. All right, because what happened during the day, travesty. Yeah, we're going to talk about it, though, because here's the thing about life. You can't trust everybody. Anyhow, I trusted these vibes, though, mind you. You know I'm bringing my bag with me. Yeah, and my bag got something inside that bag that's going to make me smile. So we get there, we pull up. First of all, we went to Delicious Pizza, Pizzeria, famous spot. Go check it out on IG. So when y'all come out here, the food was phenomenal. I didn't get to taste everything, pause. But we did order like this fettuccine, this chicken fettuccine pesto. Like, man, that shit was so, it was good. It was real good. The drinks was good. The DJ was fire. Like, the DJ, he executed what he needed to execute in the vibes. I don't think we could have been to a much it fits us type of place, but go on your IG right now, and I want y'all to look up Soul Therapy LA. I'm going to say this again. Soul Therapy LA. We play dominoes. I'm going to get to that in a minute. See, I'm moving too fast. I got to slow down, bro. I got to slow down because, like I said, when we first pulled up, you know what I'm saying? We got the wristband. You know what I'm saying? We had the agent come out. Agent came out and said, nah, they with me. Give them a wristband. Boom, we in there. Walk in there. I spot it. I'm looking. You know, I gotta protect me and my wife. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta be ready at all times. I'm looking for the exits. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing that I don't look to see who in there first. I need to know the exits. That back exit, the side ones, the fence, how high. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what was at the front door, who was at the front door, what type of security we got going on. It's a small spot. But it felt like it was more people. It wasn't crowded, don't get me wrong. It was space, but it was popping. Walking there, now I'm looking at the roster. I'm seeing what we're working with. What's going on? Checking the corners. I'm looking for niggas in hoodies. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking for niggas in black. I'm looking for niggas who want to wear their COVID mask, but not for health reasons. That's what I'm looking for because we off of Adams. Not too far from La Brea. So PTSD automatically flared up. Now, we didn't flinch at the invitation, though. We was ready to go. We just know once we got that address and we seen that it was off Adams, that's when our antennas went up. You know, that's just being born and raised out here. Nonetheless, we get there. Boom, didn't have no cash on us. Why? Because it's 2024. Do I need to carry cash? Absolutely. Do I carry cash? No. And we needed that for the valet parking. You know, where else are we going to, you know? Now, we already a little concerned because we didn't charge up the car before we left. So we get to L.A., car on like 24%. We gotta go to a super charge station in LA, and it's gonna be at night. So now that's all I'm thinking about. Anyhow, we put that to the back. We gonna figure it out. Get in there, walk in there. Boom, we automatically go to the bar. That's the number one rule. When you get in there, when you get into an unfamiliar spot, go to that bar. That's your safe haven for the moment. You know, so now it's about to look like because niggas gonna judge you off your drink. She went straight for the margarita or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get nothing, but I seen that food menu and the options was phenomenal. And I went for that fettuccine, Alfredo pesto, whatever that shit was, chicken. Whatever that was, phenomenal. So the food, as far as I'm concerned, without even trying everything else, it was a 10. It was a 10. I seen people in there with pizza. There was some other things going on too. There was a table. I approached that table.
Yeah, I did.
I know what I did. I approached that table because it had candy on there. I seen different boxes, different flavors, a variety of flavors. And they also had two plates. One which had some chocolate inside of a wrapper, and then the other was just bare buckyball naked edibles. Two different flavors. One looked like it was more of a cherry or a strawberry, and the other one was like a grape. I know because I had the grape one. I'm looking on the boxes. I'm trying to see how many milligrams. That's the first thing I'm looking for. I see no milligrams. You want to know why? It's shrooms. Right? So I'm like, mind you, I ate as soon as we pulled up to valet and we got our money thing situated and we pulled up, get out. I was like, hold up. I took one, right? I took a gummy, walked into the party, walked to the table. So this is, the story that I told in person, I said 10 minutes later, this wasn't even 10 minutes apart of me getting in and then going to the bar and then going to the table. I would say less than 10 minutes. I go over there. Dude was like, yo, you text this number, your name and stuff like that. I fell for the trap. I fell for the trap, texted. And he was like, yeah, this is the number you hit up. You know, we make deliveries, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yo, these are shrooms. He was like, yeah, but it's not one. It's like, you're not going to be tripping or nothing like that. He was like, the difference between the two is the gummy is more of a, going to give you that sativa type of action. And then he was like, but the chocolate is going to have you kind of like on a cruise control, like, you know what I'm saying, going like a solid 65. In the middle lane, in the freeway at 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, let me get that gummy. He was like, trust me. And I was like, but I just took an edible. So is that going to, you know what I'm saying? What is that going to do? He's like, no, you should be good. And I was. See what the immediate, you know, Brit. You know what I'm saying? We all pull up, you know, Brit there. Agent Dane is there. You know what I'm saying? Me and wifey. And some dominoes broke out, a domino game. You know what I'm saying? We got the food coming out. The dominoes is out. The DJ is rocking. The music is phenomenal. Oh, let me get back to the roster, though. Nigga, this is probably the highest, the most diverse crowd that I've been to baseball games, I've been to football games, I've been to basketball games, I've been to a lot of live events. I've been to the Lox concert some years ago and it was very diverse. Hip hop heads have been there. I've been to San Francisco. I've never in my life been in an area that was so diverse in that part of the hood. And what I mean by diverse, I'm not even talking about just your skin tone and where you come from. Nigga, I'm talking about age-wise as well. Like, it wasn't too many young cats up in there. And what I mean like young, like, maybe it was some late 20s. But it was for sure anywhere between 30 and maybe about 50. Yeah, somewhere around there. But the vibes was phenomenal. No, I don't think we could have found a better event to go to outside of like R&B. R&B, you know, only that's top notch too. Like if you add both of those together, it's like Iron Man and Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? Hints of the show, niggas clicking up, right? Phenomenal. The food is good. The games you got is good. Now, we only play dominoes, but I've seen some card games. You know Uno's on deck and some other stuff. I'm talking about, though, you got to see it, though. This is, you know what? If I could compare it to something, it'd be a dispensary. If you walk into a dispensary or whatever, you'll see how diverse it is when not even depending on, because there's dispensaries everywhere, right? So you could walk up in there and you could see any walks of life up in there, buying and, you know, working. That's just what it is. That's the one thing besides sports that brings us together. It's weird, but yeah, drugs and sports is what brings, you know, different races together, if you really think about it. You know what I'm saying? But that's what you had there. There was a guy in there with a dog, right? I didn't see him. I feel like I did see him, but I was just too high to like really remember. And then there was another dog in which the waitress said, when you get your food, please do not feed the dog. That dog doesn't belong to anybody. It's just a neighborhood dog. So basically she said, when the function pops off, that my nigga Smokey showing up. Whenever you tell somebody something like that without even blinking, oh yeah, make sure you don't feed the dog because the dog doesn't belong to anybody. He's just here. Like, he just shows up every time we do a function here, that my nigga shows up. That's dope. That's dope in itself. But we playing dominoes, and let's just get to the beef. All right. The beef is, when we first started, the first two or three games, smoking these niggas. I'm talking about doing what I'm doing on them dominoes, 12 cal. You understand? Your time is up. You'll be reporting in the wintertime. So make sure you get your domino game up. I sent you the app. Go do what you need to do, because when you come out here and you play in person, that's a whole, hey, what Mike Tyson say? Everybody will kill it till they get hit. Everybody. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead. You got to start practicing now. You got some time. Let's get it together. All right. Or you can come to my boot camp and we can talk about that one. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, dominoes break out. And at this time, I'm on cloud 82. Like, it's up there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't take an elevator to get to a ladder. So, and I'm good. Now, at this point, I don't know if this mushroom had any type of effect, because I still felt like the regular high of an edible. You know what I mean? So I was like, because that was my concern, was like, am I about to get like double the superpowers? Because I'm going to tell you something later on that felt like, okay, maybe it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. So we playing dominoes, and you know, I'm not gonna lie, it felt like there was some point shaving when it came to me. Now I get it. I'm a person that likes to talk a lot of shit in regards of just being competitive, period. And I like to bring that out of people. I do like to bring that out of people, and I just like how they respond. I don't really mean most of the shit that I say, but because I know I'm going to get a reaction, and because I know whether you know I'm playing or not, it's just going to be entertaining. So, with that being said, I do feel like niggas was shorting me on some change, which kind of prevented, you know, me from winning. But, I mean, that's just what happened, and I felt bad about it, but
niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit, no 40 water, tell them, aw. Yeah, get up with me, fuck sneak this, and first person shooter, I hope they came with three switches, I crash out.
And they did come with three switches. They did. They came with three switches. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas tried to lock me out the game, 12 cal. Them niggas froze me out the game. Like, I felt like Isaiah Thomas, they froze me out the game. They froze me out the domino game. At one point, Britt and my wife, these motherfuckers were scoring points off of each other. And just laughing, like dapping each other up. That's how you know it was, nigga. Dominoes is, no, there's no teams. We're not playing teams in dominoes. It's four people in there. We're Royal, that's seven bones apiece. These niggas was clicking up. I hate these niggas, man. I really hate these niggas. But you know what it is, though? I'm always going to have the last laugh. Ain't that right, Shika?
You think.
Do you think?
No, I'm saying do.
It's do you think the bag? Oh no, God. Okay, you think you go.
You think the bag on
you think you go, let.
Yo, stop.
You think you go. Hey. Bay? You think you gonna let the Bay?
You think?
So here's the thing. And I love my sugar. My sugar, she just can't do no wrong, but she set me up. Niggas do not like, they look, what, no matter what game we play, just as long as I don't win. That's how it is. Just as long as I don't win. That's what they want. And that's what they got. And they achieved. We played anywhere between 5 to 6 games of dominoes. Maybe 6 to 7, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And guess what? No, you know what? 2, 2, 1. I think it was somewhere around 5 or 6 games. And I didn't win not one. But I was dominating in them. That's the crazy part. So, like, it's like coming out in the first half. It's like coming out in the first half strong. And then in the second half, I start running the ball. Nah, cause they was, man, and you, look, you want to know the most random thing of the night? Remember Domino? Look, I'm not gonna lie. Like I said, I think the DJ was phenomenal. I thought everything in totality, like, I thought how can I put this? It was almost perfect, though, 12 Cal. It's something where I would take 12 Cal, you know, when he comes out here and stuff like that, because it's a real vibe, right? Hella vibe. Hella vibe. But my nigga, when this came on...
Here we go.
And that's not the crazy part. The crazy part is DJ stopped the song and said, "We got some karaoke that's about to go on." So I said, "Oh, okay. They just do some random karaoke." So a cat came up there, and I had seen him in a party, just mingling and stuff like that, having a grand old time, because we was all having a grand old time. The nigga got on the mic, and the nigga knew all the words to this song. And the reason why he knew all the words and he knew how to perform it so crisp and dope, because it was Domino. Just randomly. Now, look, that might not be much to my younger crowd, my younger listeners, or even people that's not even from here. Y'all probably don't even matter to y'all. But to me, that was dope. That was the highlight of the night. Besides niggas out there clicking up and really just... Sugar, tell me something.
You think you go?
But that's my wife, and I'm gonna stick beside her, okay? Because this is where we had to find that. We had to find the Tesla supercharger. And we found one in this random ass building on the second floor. And as we're charging, I'm asking my wife a question. And this was her answer.
See, do you think you go? No, you don't do. Do you? No, you think you go? You think
Mercy?
Mercy? Do you? What, you think? You think you go?
See? And I'm not even mad at her, because she was trying. She was trying. Then that's all you can ask for. You know what I'm saying? Especially in a world like this. You know what I'm saying? After I was ambushed in Domino's, I'm over it. It's like something I know I can get past. You know? But as far as my wife, well, I mean... I don't know. I don't know if she can. I don't know where she goes from here. She thinks everything is a joke.
You think you know me?
You think you go let the day? Wait, do you know? No, do you think you go? You think you go? No, no go. You think you go? No, it's no go. It's no go.
Baylor, she arguing with herself.
Soul Therapy, man. Soul Therapy LA. Phenomenal event. Now, here's the thing, though. It's not just at one particular spot all the time. From what I was told, the information that I'm getting is that they do this once or twice a month, and you have to follow them to get a location because you got an RSVP. You got an RSVP. And then go from there. So that's something that I want to keep, you know, in a Rolodex. Like I said, the music was anywhere between, like, we didn't really get too much of what was out today, except for, obviously, you know, they play K-Dot. You know, they go and play that. But outside of that, they played it, you know, they played it, you know, Glorilla and stuff like that, but mostly it was 90s. You know what I'm saying? We got some oldies up in there, man. It was a hell of a vibe. It was real good. That the DJ, that's the MVP. That's the MVP. The games was just, and we only played dominoes. There was, like I said, there was other games involved and stuff like that. We just stuck with the dominoes. Nobody was just, everybody was mixing and mingling, but like nobody was there like doing too much. It was very, very diverse though. You got to hear me out though. Just not, I'm not telling you, this is not, you're not going to walk in there and it's going to be like niggas. Nah, it's like shit, man. It's like how I envision LA to be. How diverse we are, how different we are, but still under the same laid back West Coast rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain shit that we understand collectively, but it's different cultures within inside the LA culture. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is, from the gang culture to everything. Like, there's a lot of, like, to the essays, the Pisces, you know what I'm saying? To the surfers, like the hippies, and it's, niggas just different. It's just different, but it's like we all understand how LA move, you know, and I think that was one of the best representations of Los Angeles. It was what I seen inside Soul Therapy. Seriously, you know what I'm saying? Now, seeing like, again, like seeing like a certain age group and it's still being diverse, that's not nothing crazy. That's just a younger crowd that's into the same type of music. Right, that's how I look at that. But this wasn't it. This was, like I said, the age range varied, you know. But it seemed like it was dominated more by a much more mature crowd, older, mature crowd, and the younger ones that was there just understood the assignment. And I would love to go back. You know what I'm saying? Every so often. Catch him, you know what I'm saying? Especially if it falls on a Saturday. So, you know, outside of, you know, again, niggas, you know, clicking up and stuff like that, we just
let the you is that go? You think you gonna let the bay disrespect Pac nigga?
I thought she was from Dorsey.
You think you gonna let the bay?
What?
See? You think you go? You said no do. Listen, I took out the do.
Listen to me. Please, just listen to me.
You think you go? You think you go? It's not. You said no do.
You added another
word. I took
word.
Out the do.
See what I'm saying? And I'm, and like I said, and I'm definitely going to stick beside her. I am, man. It is what it is. I got to stick beside her on that one. Yeah, man. Hey, the party was phenomenal. The party was phenomenal, man. I like that. Now, how did we end the night? Nigga, we was tired. We was tired. Okay? We was. But we did get it, end up going swimming. Took a dip in the pool, chill, went back to the crib, had some more. I was so inspired by the food that we bought at Delicious Pizzeria, right? That I came home and made we had a Alfredo. We made a chicken and shrimp Alfredo. It wasn't my best work, but it was still good. You know what I'm saying? I still get down. I still get down in the kitchen. Not for nothing, before I get up out of here, I'm a part-time gamer again, man. I'm happy. I successfully lost to TCU on some bullshit in my online dynasty, Goldie's online dynasty, Ballers Union. In my personal dynasty, I'm still with the Arkansas State Wolves, or whatever the fuck their mascot is. In my second season, I won a national championship. Unfucking believable. Shit is some that's some shit that had never happened in real life, but I made it happen. I beat Clemson. And that's it. I want to say, before I get up out of here, hey man, be more happy. Love yourself, take care of yourself, and love somebody else and take care of somebody else. And with that being said,
I need another word though.
You think you go? Wait, tell me!
That didn't make no sense.
You think you go let the bay? You think you go let?
How did you get out of the third grade?
You think you go let?
Listen to me.
You think you go? Oh, God. You think you go let the bay? You think you go? Rod. Am I incorrect? No, let's find this shit. Is you think you gonna let the bay?
Yo, I'm fucking crying.
Do you think? No, it ain't no do. So you think you go?
Oh my
so
God.
Tell me what it is.
Where are we at? How much we got left?
We got 64%. Is it you think you gonna let the bay?
You think the bay gonna let you disrespect Pop?
You think the bay?
You. You think the bay?
You think the bay?
Yes.
You think the bae don't let you disrespect Pac nigga. You think the bae.
Yes.
Oh, see, I got it.
Oh, my God.
No, you think the bae.
You think you go.
You think the bae. Oh, you think the bae. Oh.